Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Why is it that some people do so well in life, while others just seem to struggle endlessly? I personally believe that it has a lot to do with the way they were raised. As a matter of fact, Jewish men are among the most successful in business. Could it be because it's customary for many Jewish fathers to bless their sons on a weekly basis? By the time the man starts his profession, he's heard statements like, "You will be blessed of the Lord, blessed in business, blessed in life," probably hundreds, if not thousands, of times. We're all familiar with the statement, "You are what you eat." Well, how about this one? "You become what you hear." Just as a sculptor chisels away at a piece of stone until it becomes a beautiful piece of art, you sculpt your child's future with the words of your mouth. I cringe when I hear a parent say things like, "You're never going to amount to anything," to their child. Not just because it's wrong for a parent to say such things, but even worse is knowing that the child will more than likely grow up to fulfill his parents' words. I spent 2.5 years as an auxiliary jail chaplain, seeing an average of 4 inmates per week. I made a practice of asking each one what their relationship with their father was like while growing up. Safely, 90% responded that their relationship with their fathers were not only not good, in most cases, they were terrible. There were stories of physical and sexual abuse, but most often I heard accounts of verbal abuse from dads talking to them, well, like convicts. Genesis chapter 27 tells the story of how Isaac blessed his two sons, Jacob and Esau. Even though Jacob deceived him into thinking he was his brother Esau, the blessing was final and irreversible. Continue to read and you'll see that the words of their father Isaac were exactly what happened to both of his sons. How powerful are the words of a father spoken to his child? I think of those inmates and how they feared the words of the judge they were about to appear before. They thought he was going to sentence them. Little did they know, he was simply going to confirm the sentence of their fathers. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.